Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and today I'm very excited because someone that I've been really anticipating coming on the show ever since we started is here to talk to us today, and that's Jody Nakamoto. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Aw, thank you for having me, Damon.
So I'm so excited, but always with each of our guests, we start with one question, and that question is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So Jody, what's God been teaching you?
It's so funny you ask that because in the practical, God has been showing me some spring cleaning. So for our home, we've been cleaning out the house, and it's so funny how he uses everyday things to teach us. So as we're cleaning, I'm like, there's dust in the house, and it's like, we don't have to do anything and dust accumulates. It's like, why is it in there? You know, it just all of a sudden appears. But we need to be intentional to clean it, right? To clean it out. And he highlighted that to me because I just finished reading with my younger daughter the book of Esther. Mm-hmm. And in the book of Esther, they talked about Purim. And in Purim, in that story, the Jewish people were saved. Their salvation came through Mordecai and Esther because of God's work to be able to keep them from being annihilated by the works of Haman. And it just really made me highlighted like the season of spring to clean, to just be able to have a fresh new start because of God's salvation and deliverance. And as we are entering that season of Passover right now, the time of Passover this week, I just see, you know, how he is continuing that theme of just trying to deliver us from the things that keep us from experiencing freedom. You know, in Passover, he delivered his people again from Pharaoh and slavery. And then the ultimate, of course, deliverance comes in Easter. And that's what we celebrate Easter, is through Jesus. And he was just bringing all this to mind and how Jesus was the ultimate deliverance and salvation for all people, right? That he was fully God. He came down to earth to live a life for us so that we could know the truth, that we were living in a fallen world, that we were separated from God, and that we have a way through Jesus, to have the life that he wants for us. And sorry, I get emotional, but that is the power of the gospel, and that by no other name we can be saved. It's only through Jesus, and that's the ultimate deliverance, freedom we can have through him and him alone. So I just, you know, that reminder during this season and this time when the world is falling apart, it seems, you know, seemingly going crazy, right? A lot of chaos, but God wants us to know Jesus has brought his peace, his shalom. And the shalom is what destroys all works of chaos and brings godly order, brings his salvation, his deliverance to us. And so that message is always made new, you know, and reminds us during these times of remembrance, you know, Purim, Passover, Easter, that we have salvation through Jesus. And I just, it just makes my heart, it's always a blessing and always like more than I could ever ask or imagine. And so I just, it's always new to me. So.
Yeah. And it's neat because, you know, Jesus does offer a salvation, and it's kind of connecting the dots with what you're sharing. But even though we do have salvation, there are some things in our lives that we carry on from our previous life before we were saved, right? And that's why we do need some spring cleaning. And, you know, Jody is the director of healing and wholeness for our church, which is the main reason I'm so excited to talk to her today, because for each of us, after we become saved, we still have some things in our flesh that need to be cleaned out and be made whole. And so we do have a lot to offer as a church that Jody is trying to promote, and that's what she's here to do today, is to kind of share a little bit about what healing and wholeness at Catalyst is like. And I really felt a sense of urgency to bring her on soon because we just are coming off of the cleansing retreat that we just had. And some people have started this journey of being cleansed, healed, and being made whole. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted Jody to come on and share a little bit about that. So Jody, can you first start, share a little bit about your experience with the retreat?
Sure. First of all, I led a small group through the cleansing seminar material, and it was a great way to prepare our hearts. But coming to the culmination of the retreat, it was really amazing to see how many people showed up to the cleansing retreat that were ready to receive God's, you know, cleansing, his healing, his deliverance for them. And I think what was so amazing was Dr. Davis really made it simplified. He has a gift of teaching to just understand that, you know, there's basic things we can do is to repent. That means turn away, ask God for forgiveness, renounce and break off any ties we have with anything that's not of God. And it's that simple. And then he led us through some different prayers corporately as well as individually through his prayer team that really helped people to make it simple to know it's not like some mystical thing, you know, we're not blessing you with holy water or whatever. I don't know what people think from the movies, you know, whatever. But it's really just very simple, and it's just really just giving it to God. Yeah. And from that, we saw a lot of people receive healing and freedom. A lot of people were saying they felt things being lifted off of them, you know. So they felt lighter afterwards, and it was really good to see.
Yeah, so I wasn't able to go to the retreat this time, but when I did talk to people that had gone, they said the experience was very different than what they were expecting. How was that for you? Was it what you expected? Was it different? I mean, when I talked to someone, they said, oh yeah, we were laughing. It was really fun. I thought it was going to be very different, but it was a really fun and enjoyable experience for them. So can you share about some of the ways that it was different than maybe you were expecting?
I just knew God was going to do something big, but I think a lot of people think it's going to be something really heavy and you're feeling like, you know, your guts are being pulled out of you kind of thing, but it's not like that. Deliverance, God's deliverance is always out of love, right? So it's done in a loving way and full of grace. So I think what was neat was Dr. Davis leads us through the teaching portion, and then there was some ministry time of prayer and things, and there was worship, and it became such a natural thing to do. It's not supposed to be something that feels like a burden or like even warfare, even though it is warfare in the spiritual realm, but it's not meant for you to feel like you're being beat up, you know? So I think that's the good thing about this whole cleansing retreat. Was a good eye-opener for many people to see that deliverance is not about that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when people think of the different ministries that we have at our church that we offer in terms of healing and wholeness, things like PMT, the prayer ministry teams, IPM, intensive prayer ministry, deliverance, sometimes we have some of these emotions or thoughts that it's going to be really heavy or really hard, and we have some of these hesitations. And from my experience, when I've gone through some of these, it's very different, kind of like at the retreat where I was expecting one thing and it was totally different. So one of the things that I wanted Jody to come on today is to share a little bit about her heart for the ministry and about how she wants to move the ministry forward and make it more accessible and available for people at our church and also for people outside the church too. So Jody, can you share a little bit about your heart?
I think to start off with my heart is basically to start off how I got delivered first, because I think understanding that is that would really clarify why I have a heart for this. And like you said, Damon, you know, before we become Christians, our house gets full of the dust. Even as Christians, we can fill it with dust. And our house is our body, soul, and spirit. So we can do things that open doors to these things that come in because we live in a fallen world, right? And so in my life, I grew up in a non-Christian home. And from an early age, there was a lot of dust. There was a lot of gunk. Dr. Timothy calls it mud. There's a lot of mud that, you know, was passed down to me or I took up on my own, be it you know, worshiping other things, following other religions, even occult. So by the time I was 12, I was depressed. I had even physical pain that was excruciating, like to the point I couldn't go to school. It felt like someone was gutting me in my with a knife and twisting the knife in my gut. And it was so painful that, you know, I didn't know what was happening. My mom took me to many doctors. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And eventually, we realized it was something spiritual. And so she took us, because we weren't practicing Christians or Christians, took me to a Hawaiian priest, because I lived in Hawaii, or a Japanese prayer person who was Buddhist. They prayed over me. They, you know, did different rituals on it, and it just didn't help. And in that pain, even at 12, I began seeking for answers, because I knew that something was happening to me that I couldn't explain, and no one else seemed, even the grown-ups around me, couldn't explain. And so I followed after different religions. I tried Buddhism, New Age, Transcendental Meditation, you know, I just, like I said, all different things, occult. And in that, I realized the answer wasn't there. It just added to the mess, the gunk that was in my house. And what happened was, God in his mercy allowed me, and I really know now it was the Holy Spirit directing me to sit down and watch a TV show. For some reason, I was home by myself, turned on the TV, was flipping through channels, and felt like I was supposed to watch this certain channel. And it was Billy Graham on the TV saying the gospel. And as soon as he started saying the gospel, I just started crying. And I knew that was the truth. And that was when I received God and Jesus. And also, I never had that pain after that. And then after that, like you said, even as a new Christian, there was still stuff that was still in the house that I need to clean out. And so God brought me through different people, and I got prayer for deliverance from those things, because I still had open doors and let place for the enemy, you know, to come in and make a mess of my house. So I ended up learning how to close those doors, and that helped me, because I suffered through depression, and he delivered me from depression miraculously through with the help with Christian counseling, deliverance, and inner healing. But it was a process, but he did deliver me from depression and anxiety, where I had panic attacks, and, you know, all I could do was cry and sleep, because that was all I could do. So my heart for this ministry is really because I myself have lived through the pain of not having been delivered, for being in bondage to the things of this world, to the enemy. And I feel like everyone, you know, everyone could benefit and will just be so much freer if they can go through this process of being healed and delivered.
It's neat how you use the term, you know, people getting set free.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be a big theme at our church, is freedom, right? Yes. And we really want people to be set free. And there are so many different chains and things that we've put on ourselves over the years that have held us down and, you know, put us in bondage. And that's part of what these ministries are for, is to help break those chains and set our people free. So can you share a little bit about the different ministries that we do have to offer? Because I, you know, personally, I've gone through PMT. I've had a few PMT sessions. I've been through IPM. And for me, I feel like those have been life-changing. And so I wanted you to be able to share with our people a little bit about what each of those ministries is, and, you know, what they can expect. And so hopefully we'll help people to want to pursue them. You know, I feel like for me, they've been life-changing. So I want more of our people to be able to have access and want that desire to pursue them, because I feel like they are life-changing. So can you share a little bit about what we have to offer at our church?
Oh, yes. We have prayer ministry, which is like the inner healing. Mm. We do use sozo techniques, but it's basically in all our ministries, what our goal is to have you encounter God and to be able to connect. We connect with him, and as you reconnect with the Lord, then he can bring his healing into it. So for the PMT specifically, it's more inner healing. So maybe dealing with past trauma, things that are difficult in your life that you're trying to process out, you can definitely get a session there and be able to, you know, talk those things through mm-hmm. with people who care, who it's a safe place where you can gather around together to support you to be able to, you know, just even speak out those things, because a lot of times we isolate ourselves and there's shame or guilt, right? That, and we don't, or we're just scared to talk about these things. So having that safe place in a PMT is really helpful to be able to find people you can talk to about those things.
And so for the people that don't know, what is sozo?
Okay, sozo is a Bethel, comes from Bethel, and it was really a kind of a methodology on how to do inner healing. Mm-hmm. So it it's just a way of some tools to use to be able to help people to process those feelings, mm-hmm. to recognize the trauma, or maybe to just be able to share what are some things that might be holding them back. Mm-hmm. And so those are the tools that we use in addition to others, but the sozo tools help to kind of define maybe what the issue is mm-hmm. that you're trying to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and PMT isn't always just about inner healing. So one time when I participated in a PMT, I was expecting it to go somewhere deep, and I was driving to my session and I felt like, oh, what are they gonna dig up today? Yeah. And it was very different, because the prayer ministry team felt like the Lord was leading them to actually have me step into something new, as opposed to trying to dig up something old.
Yes.
And so there is a sense of that too, is, you know, they just really want to follow where the Spirit leads to, and not, you know, it's not going to be something that they're going to try to shame you or embarrass you or yes. try to dig up everything. Yes. But sometimes it is just a different experience, where it could be, hey, we feel like the Lord wants you to know, recognize your heritage and your legacy mm-hmm. that has been passed down to you. And it's a really good thing. And he wants you to step into it. And for me, that's the direction that they said, is the Lord wants you to step into the legacy that you have. And I was like, wow, that's, I never thought of that. So my experience was very different.
Right.
So it can go in different ways too. So
right.
it doesn't always just have to be, you know, healing of past trauma or things like that.
Correct. Too. And sometimes it just ends up being blessing, mm-hmm. just blessing you, like you're saying, just surrounding the person with blessing and imparting something to them to for their next step. So it doesn't have to be something so big and dramatic, you know. It can be also just something to pour in, not just removing of. Yeah.
And that's what I think is really cool about our prayer ministry teams, is really, you know, kind of like Jody said, is they want our people to experience the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so in order to help our people experience the Lord, they have to experience the Lord too. And so they're constantly listening to the Holy Spirit and trying to sense, you know, what does the Lord want for you? And it's really expressing God's heart for his children, which is us.
Right.
And helping us to become whole.
Yes, exactly. And that's the whole purpose of all our healing wholeness ministries. It's really not even the removal of all the gunk. It's really to release people into the fullness of the life God created for them, to be released into all that they're created and called to be, you know, which is what Catalyst is all about.
Seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah. And so we also have, to go on to the other ministries, we have IPM, which is Intensive Prayer Ministry. And that one is a little bit different in the sense it's a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. So it's intensive in the sense of there's a longer commitment. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to do these things, meet with the team on a regular basis over a period of time. And I also went through all of these ministries myself. And so at first I had the same kind of questions like intensive, that sounds painful. So
that's what I thought too. That's why I didn't want to do it for the longest time. But yeah, there was one service where I felt like God said, go up to Catherine and tell her you want to do IPM.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do IPM. That's intensive. I don't want intensive right now. But yeah, my experience was, I don't know if I've laughed that much in a short period of time, just because Catherine and her team, you can just really sense their heart. And they're really fun people too.
Yes, yes. And Catherine's a gifted teacher as well. So she's great at explaining the mm-hmm. spiritual concepts and then ministering it out too. So yeah, it's not intensive in the sense of painful. I just want to reiterate that. It's really just really good because it is delving into a deeper level, but it's also very caring and supportive communities that Catherine develops with her team and with you. So it's just nurturing, actually. It's a really nurturing place.
And it's a lot easier than it used to be, because it used to be like once a week for a whole year. Yes. And I think Catherine boiled it down to 6 modules. And so it is more of a commitment than PMT, but it's a lot less than it used to be.
Right. And I know it's changed over the years, so it's still changing, because it's like Damon said, every ministry we have is Holy Spirit led. Mm-hmm. So it's going to look different every time, and it's going to be formatted maybe differently, but God knows that it's going to be what that person needs, right? And then last but not least is our deliverance ministry. And I think that's the one that probably most people think is going to be like, oh no, it's like The Exorcist. You're going to see people crawling. People are going to, heads are turning. No, that's not what's happening. It's actually very similar to prayer ministry, where first and foremost, the heart is to reconnect you to God and to be able to receive from Him the fullness. So if there is anything in the way, that's what we deal with, is to get that out. Mm-hmm. And then with all the ministries at Catalyst, it's not to just the removal of anything that's blocking you from receiving the fullness of God. It's really the pouring in, the pouring in afterwards, because our heart is always to do exchange. It's exchanging the gunk for the good that God gives us. And that's all of these ministries are about that. And I can say deliverance, it's if you've been to the retreat, you had a taste of it. It's very similar to what we do at Catalyst. The only difference is we're doing it in a smaller group and it's more personalized. And we can take you to those things that are more personal to you versus like a corporate prayer. And we can also be able to, release you and bless you in a personal way. So it's really a blessing. And all the people who've gone through our ministries have said they go out lighter. It feels like a burden's been lifted, or they just feel blessed. They feel full because Jesus came, Holy Spirit came, Father God showed up, and we just had a big party in heaven to see how God has done, what God has done for them, and it's the best thing.
Yeah, I really like how you phrased it, where you said that, you know, it's not just about cleaning out, but it's also about filling it with the good. Because I think sometimes, you know, when we think of just cleaning out, well, if we don't refill it with something else, then the gunk and the mud and all that stuff can just come back in, or we can fill it with other kinds of gunk and mud.
Yes.
But when we replace it with the good, then we're full and we're whole. And so I really appreciate that perspective. So Jody, is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners before we close our time?
Yeah, I mean, I shared a little bit of my testimony, but, you know, I just want to encourage everybody. You don't have to have something big or dramatic or something that's so heavy to bring to prayer ministry or IPM deliverance. It's really, if your heart is for the Lord, then He wants what's best for you. And so if there's anything that's holding you back, it could be just something you're struggling with that you just don't have peace about. Mm-hmm. It could be maybe something you're struggling with that you see in your kids, you know, that maybe they're struggling with something and you realize that that's something that I struggle with and maybe even my parents struggled with, you know, and you don't want that for your kids anymore. That is actually the reason I went back into deliverance ministry recently is because for my own children, for my own kids, to break off that flow of the mud, the gunk from coming into their lives. And so I don't have to keep passing it down from generation to generation. It could be as simple as, you know, I don't know what to do. There's some heavy decisions I got to make, or some things I don't know what is my next step. You could come to prayer ministry. We can just pray and help discern with you. It's really not always something so heavy and deep, but it is a place to come to see other people surround you and be a safe place so that you know that it's confidential. Nothing's going to be shared outwards. It's not to be judged in any way. It's really just so we can come and support you. And I can say every member of the team, every member has had their own healing experience. And that is why they have a heart to do this. Mm-hmm. It's because out of their own lived experience and heart that what God has done for them is what they want to help do for other people. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do this. And we're all volunteers. It's all on a voluntary level. We do it because we know the power that God has and what he can do for people. So I want to encourage everybody out there to just to sign up. You know, it's a step of faith, but it's something that's rewarding because it's going to actually open up things for you, for your life, to be able to receive. And like Damon said, then the house gets cleaned out, but it gets filled with all the good stuff. You know, you want the good, and that good gets passed down to your kids and the next generation. So we want that for everyone at Catalyst, and everyone in the world. So we want to open up the doors, right? And I just really believe that God is orchestrating this whole season, era of deliverance and healing for people as a whole across the world, because we need it more than ever to prepare his people for all that is to come, and to know that he is with us, he's for us, and he's giving us a future and a hope.
Yeah, I feel like timing is perfect for this, because, you know, coming out of pandemic where there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of the studies have shown mental illness and things like that have really been exacerbated by the pandemic, and then just the isolation and those things have caused people to follow other things or try to fill themselves up with all these different things. So I feel like the timing of this release of deliverance and healing and wholeness is really going to be important moving forward as people are trying to find a sense of normalcy and getting back to some of the routine things, but recognizing there's been a lot of junk that's been put into us the last 2 years, and a lot of, whether it's fear or doubt or just paranoia or, you know, there's anxiety. There's been just a lot of excess, those negative emotions and things like that, that have been building up. And so I really feel like moving forward, this is going to be such a impactful part. As we were preparing, we were talking about it as, this is Catalyst's best kept secret. That's not a secret.
Yes.
So, you know, I really feel like if that's something that you're feeling, if you're feeling any sense of depression or sense of fear or sense of, you know, something that's arisen that you've noticed in yourself over the past couple years because of the pandemic, just reach out to Jody. Reach out to our healing and wholeness teams. Jody, how can they connect with you, or how can they sign up for any one of these ministries?
You can go to our website and catalystchristiancommunity.org, and you can also click on the link for our healing and wholeness, and it directs you directly to my email. But you can also directly email at jody@catalystchristiancommunity.org, and you can just reach out and say, hey, I heard you on the podcast, or, you know, I just am interested in finding out more. I'd love to talk to you and see what the Lord has for you, because, you know, we are in a battle. We are in a battle, whether you know it or not. There is a spiritual realm, and God is raising up his army, and we are included in that, and he wants us to be ready, and he doesn't want us to be held back by disappointment, fear, you know, pain, suffering. He wants us to be able to rise up to stand against the enemy and be able to dispel all of the enemy, because it says if we stand up and resist the devil, he shall flee from us. So we will be able to overcome anything because Jesus is with us. And so I do feel like, reach out to me, reach out to the team. If you have questions and you're at Catalyst at our church, you know, reach out to some of the prayer ministry team members and even talk to them about their experience with the, your experience about the cleansing retreat, or just some questions you may have, because we all can help you with that. But if you need to directly reach out to me, then reach out on the app or the website and or email. Email me directly.
Wow, what a great way to close our show off, Jody. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Okay, thank you.
So until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.